Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is June 17, 2019. You're listening to Dolly Shares, coming to you from Dolly World. It's number 54, pre-recorded. Nancy Hopkins is the producer. And I'm Dolly Howard, and I'm recording this special today. Because I'm going to be sharing something with you that hit me like a bolt of lightning, yet at the same time, it was a gentle knowledge that came upon me instantaneously. I don't have the words to explain to you how fast and instantaneously all this stuff went through my head, and this new knowledge, feeling came upon me and entered me. Even to say the word instantaneously is not a good word for it. It's even more than that. We suffer so bad in this English language from having the right words to say. English language lacks a lot. I prefer the way I remember communicating by telepathy, form of telepathy. Don't remember other than that, just that it was a heck of a lot easier to communicate. I did live a time at that with that easier communication. But also, this new knowledge prior to, it was like a life review, I guess. It happened that fast. Everything, I can remember things, and it's like my life flashed before my eyes, and like hear people say, I mean, it sounds so stupid, it just sounds so ridiculous that I'm saying this to you, but it came upon me like that, just even faster than that. So, I really want to share it. Because I have my reasons. I like to do things immediately upon thinking it, because if I think it's important enough to share, I want to do it immediately. Afraid I won't be able to later. So, I typed out as I was thinking these thoughts, so I'm gonna be reading as well as giving you my comments as they come to me. So I started it out by saying, this is something I feel I must share. And I must share it at this point in time. It is very unexpected, and it happened to me today. In an instant, I was open enough that I was able to see so many experiences that happened over the years, how my thoughts and feelings were formed, and I was able to look at events and understand things instantaneously, like I said. I never thought I'd be having something like this happen to me. Never, ever did I think it. But I'm so thankful that it did. I'm kind of overwhelmed right now with with feelings and thoughts. It changed my feeling of nothingness for people, to love for them for being in my life, to help me learn lessons I came to learn. And these people made it a point to come and help me learn these lessons. And for years, I didn't understand. I really didn't understand. I'm still trying. This thought just came in my head. I'm still trying to understand. Why was I put in a situation where I was so different than all the others, and it made it even more difficult for me to understand what the heck is going on? Why am I here? Why can't I understand? Why can't I be like everyone else? Things like that, I thought. Well, lessons, life's lessons. I'm still finding out different lessons I came to learn, even though I'm older now. Or should I say, especially and thankfully, even that I'm older now. Rather than begrudge it, be thankful that I'm still here to learn this stuff on this side. Maybe not have to try to learn it in a harder way somewhere else at a different time. This event enabled me to make a conscious decision to change my feelings of nothingness and wishing some well in their lives, to loving them for what they did for me to help me in this life, and not to begrudge them for the things that happened. This is such a feeling of weight being lifted from my shoulders that I myself had put the weight there, not knowing. I didn't know I was doing that. I didn't understand. I was a very confused being. Well, I still am a confused being. I probably always will be, and I can't think of myself of ever going through life and not having bunches of questions. And I say going through my life, not just here on earth, but living my soul's life, my soul's existence, which is forever. You all know it's, well, I think you're acquainted with people saying your soul lives forever. I know some don't believe in having a soul. Some believe in when you die, you're dead. That's it. But then there's that question in my mind. If you think you died and you're dead, where do you think you came from in the first place? How did your existence start? Well, there I go. I'm seeing that flock of turtles flying overhead. I gotta get back to why I wanted to talk to y'all today. So I've made and continue to make mistakes and or bad decisions in my life. I'm going to try very hard. I always have tried to not make mistakes because I found out it can be painful. But even when I got older, it was painful to make mistakes because I didn't want to make them, and yet I did. Well, I mostly attempt to do the best I can as I live each moment. Although, I must admit, there are certain times when I choose to have a feeling that I know is not a good choice, or make a or do some actions that I know are not good choices, a good choice. And then eventually I end up looking back on it and thinking, well, I can stop being a mean person and let that go and accept the fact, yes, that probably needed to happen when it happened and how it happened and why it happened and all that. And oh, there goes my computer. I gotta plug it in. Hold on. There, plugged in. I'm energized. Actually, it's my computer who's energized. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Making bad choices in my life on purpose. Well, with what I experienced today, hopefully that is not going to happen anymore. In fact, I'm going to say that. No, I can't say that. I am going to do my very best to look at things differently, immediately. To try to understand immediately. And not think to myself, well, I'm not real happy with that, I'm moving on. I'll think about it later. I'm kind of like Scarlett O'Hara sometimes. I'll do that or I'll think about that tomorrow. I could identify with Scarlett. I understood that statement. Yes, I did. Okay. With the lesson that just entered into my being, which is love. Instead of choosing to feel hurt and personally attacked or whatever, and to send out feelings of not love, I've been blessed with this insight. I can now immediately send out love, and at the same time, I can try to evaluate what's behind this encounter or event that is coming across as being really not pleasant. What is causing this unpleasantness? And while I'm trying to figure that out at the same time, fill myself with love and emit it, send it out to whoever's around me. So that I can try to heal it, what's going on. So that I can make it a positive instead of a negative. To leave whoever's involved at that point with me, walking away with love being sent after them instead of confusion and frustration and hurt because I don't understand them. Well, that's part of my truly accepting them for who they are and trying to understand that they need love at that point in time. Not really understand exactly why are they doing this? What happened to them to make them do this? Why are we having this encounter at this time? I would rather surround it in love now. And it's telling you this, it's so different. It's so different than what I felt like maybe half hour ago when I realized this. When this bolt of love lightning came to me and hit me. And here it is. It's taken me 72 years for this to happen to me. But at the same time, I'm thinking, at least I've lived long enough to learn it on this side, here at Earth, here on Earth, I'm listening to this airplane that's flying overhead. Sounds like it's gonna crash. Well, it made it. I don't know if it was landing or taking off, but it made it, because I didn't hear any crashes. Thank God. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. That airplane's safe, and some people's in it, too. So, where was I trying to... I'm so awed right now. I'm in awe of having been shown all the things from my past that I was shown in just an instant, in less than a second, immediately, just wow, boom, there it was. And at the same time, understanding that what I've been living in my life is lessons that I needed to learn, and the people that entered my life were there to try to help me learn them. Even though to me it appeared as awful things, which it was for me to learn. Oh man, why did I pick the hard way to learn lessons? My choice, you know. Nobody else put it on me. You know that. It was my choice to be a frickin' hardhead and close myself off. 'Cause that's a big part of it. I just closed myself off. I built up strong walls. Strong walls. And the only one that could take those walls down was me. And I feel like, finally, my walls are down. Finally. Oh my gosh. And I'm picturing myself walking over what's the rubble of them from where the walls fell, the bricks surrounding me. I'm walking over them, and I turned around and I cleared a doorway path so that nobody can get caught in that circle that I'm leaving behind. And I think what I'll do is I'll send it off to the universe. Please, universe, take these bricks and use them for good somewhere. Clear them of the bad that's in them. And thank you, universe. So now I'm sitting here thinking, okay, am I going to be raw? Am I going to be, like an open sore and be hurt a lot? No. At the same time, the answer comes in my head, no, because you're looking at things differently. I am looking at things differently when I have interactions with people. And if they become difficult, I'm going to immediately let the love in my being shine out. God loves me. I have this love in my being from God. And I'm going to let that love come out so I can share it. And I'm going to try to think to myself, now they have this person, or people have issues, and so I need to understand they have their missions and lessons in life, and I just need to love on them Just love on them. Let's not make this into an issue that it isn't. Just relax and be. I feel so surrounded in God's love right now. I just wish I could share it with you all. I'm sending it out to you. I'm trying to share it with you. And I feel I really need to share this experience right now. Because if I fall by the wayside, you all can help me get back up on the path that I want to walk. The path of love. So this newness that really is oldness, it's been around since the beginning of time, that I'm just being open to remember, it's a wonderful feeling, and I want to share it with everybody. I feel relief from this knowledge, everything's happening so instantaneously right now. My thoughts of why and how and what, they're answered immediately. It's the right time. I was finally open enough to remember and to feel and to know God does love me. I am a lovable being. I always thought I was such an awful being. One night when I was a child, I was laying in bed sobbing for a long time, just sobbing, asking God to forgive me for being a child of the devil and to help me to not be so evil and mean and awful. And I actually felt my bed go down. Somebody sat down next to me, put their arm across me, and pulled me up and held me. And I felt the love and the acceptance and the knowledge that they loved me and I was not a spawn of the devil. That I was a lovable being, but I had to accept it. But I didn't. Not at that time. But I do now, and I understand everyone is loved by God if you accept it. If you accept the knowledge that you're seeing it, that you're all loved. By the one, I will say by the one, because a lot can accept the one over the word God. By the one, you're all loved by the one. You're all part of the one, so that's what I was able to really accept today and to see and to understand. Actually, when I think about different situations and how people are themselves, it now makes me love them all the more. They are here to live their life's missions and lessons that sometimes runs into my missions and lessons so that we can help each other like we planned to do in the beginning. And now, as of that instantaneous bolt of insight, I can love them and walk away without taking things personal. That was a tough lesson to learn. And I did it just now. I learned it just now. Oh my gosh, y'all. 72 years and I'm just learning something like this. Of course, religion doesn't help. I mean religion as in the churches, the organized religion. That's what I'm talking about. Organized religion stuff. There's people that go there. There's beings that go there. You know, the devil attends church all the time. Every time there's a person in church, the devil's there. I learned that one time, and it cracks me up. But I know it's true now. But anyway, sometimes if you can get out of the organized religion thoughts and understand, you don't really have to go through anyone else to reach the one, the creator. You can go directly to the creator. Really, honestly, you can. I do all the time. And it took me a long time to realize I can do this. I can. And the biggie part, I feel so awful because I made fun of a lady who said God talked to her. Shame on me. Please, God, forgive me for that. I didn't say it to her face, but I did say it. I was talking to my mom one time, and I said it. And I made fun of the lady. Well, shame on me. Shame, shame, shame on me. God does talk to us. You just need to learn to listen. Be quiet. Listen. And accept. And another biggie part, except the fact you're hearing it. You're hearing the one talk with you. Be a part of you. Because you're a part of the one. So actually the one is talking to itself. Who is you? That cracks me up. Haven't quite figured it out, but I know it's true. It's like different time dimensions. I haven't figured those out at all. Yet I lived through one. I mean, I experienced going from this dimension to another dimension with the waiter in the restaurant. I swear to y'all, I placed that order with that waiter. We laughed and joked together. But the thing was, I was in a different dimension. And when I came back, I had not placed the order. I had not left and joked with that waiter. It was a different dimension. And I thought, I still have trouble believing that. And I lived it. What the heck? Holy cow. How could that have happened? But part of knowing it happened is believing it happened. Yeah, I could know it happened, but I don't have to believe it. I didn't believe it until today. When this thing instantaneously came over me. I know it happened. Woohoo! It's fantastic. So, anyway. I wanted to talk about how I feel about these frickin' swamp beings. Where did I put those notes? Hold on, let me find it. I know I got it here somewhere. Okay. Oh yeah, here it is. I put down here in my notes, this brings me to thoughts of the swamp beings. You know, the deep state. Those awful beings. Well, I had a discussion with God about that one, right after this occurrence happened to me. I call him God. I can't help it. I call who I look at as God, I call him God. I don't call him the one, except when I'm talking with others. But please accept the fact of who I'm talking about. Just so we're on the same page there. You don't have to accept God. That's your decision. It's just that I do, and that's how I refer to God. Okay? I'm not saying you have to do this or you have to believe that. No, 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 no. That's up to you. That's your decision. So anyway, I had this discussion with God. And he sent to me the message that send a ball and or a blanket of love toward them rather than the disdain that I've been sending them. And I said, well, that's rather difficult for me because in my opinion, they're such bad beings and do such awful, hurtful things to people. They don't care about anything other than themselves and their moments of pleasure at the harm or death even of others' lives. It's hard for me, God, to think to send them a blanket of love that will go around them and over them and cover them. This love that is your love, because I, the one, my God, the love from there, the agape love, that's what I'm trying to say. When I had my NDEs, I felt the agape love. But there are no freaking words on this earth that can explain the agape love. You are loved unconditionally, completely, thoroughly. You are love. You're part of this love thing. So anyway, where was I going with this? Oh yeah, so we're having this discussion. And the one who I call God says, it's almost impossible for them to handle love emotion. Some of them can't even handle it. Like a lot of them. And so, we need to keep sending them love and covering them in a blanket of love. Surrounding them with this blanket of love. Because love is good's weapon against evil. Love is a weapon that we have against evil. And of course, I wanted to rebuke that. But yet, at the same time, that's not me anymore. I find I don't have it in me to rebuke the love issue for evil that I look at as being evil. I don't have it in me anymore. I mean, it went out just that fast. It's so much easier for me now to send them the love. And not what I used to. I don't even want to say the words I used to send them. I don't like what they're doing, that's for darn sure. I don't have to like what they're doing. So, I'm going to fight them by sending them blankets of love that I am seeing cover their whole bodies. And I'm thinking maybe if more and more of us send them a blanket of love, each one of us, can you imagine? All of us whom my voice reaches sending those swamp beings, the deep state, if we can all send them a blanket of love and surround them with it, how heavy that can get on them. Love can be pretty heavy. So, by doing that, that's how we can conquer their evilness. Hopefully. Well, that's what I'm going to believe in. I know we can't do it with all of them because there's good and there's bad. There's yin and there's yang. It's a fact of life. So, but I can do what I can do, and that's what I'm going to do. We can do it and watch what happens. Won't that be fun? All of us sending those love blankets and then just sitting back and watching what happens. When we were talking about it, my God and me, the one, I was visualizing Nancy Pelosi. I really have issues with that Pelosi woman being. Can't even call her a woman. I just call her a being. I do have issues with that one. I had that picture in my mind. I didn't really say it in words to the one, God. And I know he knew what I was thinking. He knows everything. So I'm fighting myself with that. But yet at the same time, I wasn't fighting myself because I didn't have what I used to have toward her. And I'm covering her with a blanket of love. And in my vision of that, I see her, you know, how she holds her arms up in the air all the time and she flaps them around and she acts kind of crazy. Well, I'm seeing her arms being pulled in toward her chest and her head down, and I'm seeing her shrivel up into, like, the fetal position when I'm covering her in the blanket of love. And I'm going to leave that love blanket on her, and then I'm going to periodically, whenever the thought of Pelosi enters my mind, and her sidekick, what's his name? Schumer? Schrimmer? Her sidekick, I'm sending him a blanket of love right now. Can you envision it? I'm covering his body in this love blanket. And I see him looking with the look on his face like, what the heck is going on? What is this? I'm hearing these words coming from him. Chuck Schumer, I think is his name. And he's not liking that blanket. And another guy. Wait, let's finish with Schumer. Okay, I'm sealing that blanket. I am gluing that blanket to him. Blanket of love, blanket of love. It's such a different feeling than what I used to have for those two. And then there's that dude in the house that keeps wanting to go against Barr and Barr's, who's working with Barr and subpoena them because they refuse to admit to something they're not guilty of. What is that dude's name? Nadler? Is it Nadler? So I'm putting a blanket of love around that dude. He's not liking that at all. I see him fighting it. But you can't fight the blanket of love. Nope. It's there. You're surrounded in it. You're covered in love. Can y'all see it like I see it? Okay. And I'm sending a bunch of love blankets around all those other beings. Whole bunches around all of them. I'm sending the love blankets. Oh my gosh. Okay. I keep doing it. Well, that's why I'm being not talking right now, because I'm continuing to do it. I'm sending love blankets throughout the world. Now that I know that I can do this stuff, I'm doing it, and I'm loving it. Okay, previously, I've talked about love and loving and accepting people for who they are. But there were some I was not really inwardly loving. I was able to accept them for who they are, but I wasn't allowing love for them to come through. Therefore, I'm defeating myself in accepting them. If I can't love them, then I can't accept them, because you can't accept without loving. So I was defeating myself in my feelings. Shame on me. Shame, shame, shame on me. Those are the ones I wished well and out of my life. I had a nothingness for them anymore. Nothingness. Just, they're gone. They're out of my life. It's like I took an eraser and erased them. Well, shame on me. Now I'm thankful that they were in my life to help me learn the hard lessons. I really am. I'm thankful for them. And I'm loving them for helping me. Even though I didn't know they were helping me. And I can see vice versa. If they hadn't had me in their life at that time, they wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn whatever lesson it was I was bringing to them. Bless their hearts. Coming from me, and they were having trouble. I mean, we were both having trouble with each other. But now I can see. I'm thankful they're in my life to help me learn the hard lessons. And I can see where it's time for us to move on in our different directions, doing our personal missions, our learning our personal lessons. So we came together at the certain points in time. We were sharing, trying to help each other to learn the different things we wanted to learn. We agreed upon that, yes, you'll help me with this one. Even though it'll be a bad, bad, bad experience in that, in our times of doing it, I really, really, when I think of it that way, I love them all the more. Seriously. Really. I'm wondering what in the world happened to make me feel this way about love and wanting to attain better and more inner standing. And it's as if I was hit by a ball of lightning love, like I said earlier. And I know exactly the instant it happened to me. I feel so different than I did when I woke up this morning. I know it sounds absolutely ridiculous. It's a hard thing to believe. Why would you even believe it? How could anyone, especially someone like me, have this instantaneous understanding, not wanting to be who I was before, what I was before, feeling the way I felt before. Oh, hold on. Oh, it's unavailable, so I won't answer it. We'll just ignore that ring. I feel so different than when I woke up this morning. And I know when it hit me. I was reading the last chapter of that book, Different Dimensions, and by the Steigers. And there were words in that book that hit me with a message that, with this message that I'm trying to share with y'all. And it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt at all. It was just like somebody opened me up. Well, it was me who opened me up so that I could accept the words that I was reading and the words that I took inside myself. And it was at that moment in time, that instant in time, that I feel things different. I don't know how to explain it. Things are different to me now. I know you've heard me bemoaning the review of my life when I cross over. That has terrified me ever since I heard about it. Well, that's also changed. As of that moment in time, I understand that too. That it's done to teach us, to show us the lessons that we missed seeing when we were here. It's showing us, and it's teaching us. It's not a bad thing, that life review. It may be painful because we're going to feel what the other people's felt because we were so ignorant of what was going on. But it's a good thing. It's really not a bad thing, so I'm not afraid of it anymore. I'm not as scared of it anymore. I'm kind of looking forward to it. At this point, I'm taking a lot of breaths today because I'm short of breath, but that's okay. Plus, I'm trying to understand what is happening to me because it's still happening. I'm very thankful I'm able to realize these things while I'm here on Earth. And I hope I can pass this experience of new learning that's really something that's not new, it's been around since forever. So I can pass this on to others who are in a place where they're ready to hear the words, to feel the feelings. Because I know not everyone is at the same place. in their lives where they're open to hear these words and feel these feelings. But for those of you who are, I'm very thankful that I'm able to share this with y'all. Maybe you can take my hard lesson and learn it a whole heck of a lot easier in your life than what I'm learning it in my life. I'm trying to think if I have regrets. Well, there's some that I have, yes. I didn't understand others. I didn't understand others or prefer to live a very private life, because my life is such an open book, and it's been an open book all my life. So I learned that lesson just recently. So I am thankful for that lesson. I regret it had to be in the way I learned it, but I am very thankful for it. I'm seeing back, and yeah, there's some ways I did things that I regret that I did them that way. And I'm looking at, why did I do them that way? Well, because I didn't understand at that point in time that there were different ways to handle that situation. Those situations. So, I keep hearing, you need to forgive yourself. Sometimes it's hard to forgive yourself for doing some things. But, Dave's here. He says, damn it, Dolly, you gotta forgive yourself. You can't make any progress in your lives unless you forgive yourself. If you could have done better at that point in time where you're feeling you can't forgive yourself, then you would have done better at that time. But you didn't know to do it different. And eventually, that lesson will come back and hit you again, and you'll learn it. So you gotta forgive yourselves, is what I'm being told. Dave is saying, damn it, Dolly, come here. He's giving me a big hug right now. A big hug. I'm so happy to have this ability to be able to hear others who have crossed over, who are not on this earth planet anymore. I know this sounds absolutely insane and crazy to a lot of you out there, but if you open your minds, if you open your heart, if you open your souls, you'll know you can do it too. I'm not apologizing for it. I've learned to accept it and be very thankful for this ability. Because we all have talents. It says that in the Bible. We all have talents of one type or another, or sometimes multiple talents. And they're given to us freely. Accept them. Embrace them. Use them. They're a blessing. And by you accepting and using and passing them on, you're blessing others with that talent. that was meant for you to bless others with. So that's what I'm hearing from Dave right now, and I'm seeing much emotion from the posse. That dog that Walt calls my posse. Bless them all. And they're saying, bless you, Dolly. Thank you all. Thank you. I'm sitting here with the thought of some people having issues with my revelation. I was. But now I'm at a place where that doesn't bother me anymore. If you have issues with it, oh well. It is what it is, and I am who I am. And I accept that. I'm awed by it. I'm thankful for all the blessings I've been given. I'm thankful that I'm able to see all of this now, and that I have lived long enough on this earth to be able to pass this on to others who are at the place in their lives where they're ready to hear it and accept it within themselves. And now, I never understood this before. Love really does conquer all. I wish I could have done this before, have felt it, have... No, Dave's saying stop it. You know it now, live it now. That's all I can do, is live it now. I can't go back. I can only do now. I can plan for the future. And I plan to enjoy the benefits of this in the future. But for now, I'm enjoying the benefits of it now. I'm living it now. I'm so very blessed, y'all. I am so very blessed. And I know I'm going to end this about 3 minutes early. But that's all I have to say. That's all I got for you, y'all. Love. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.